Happy Friday. This is Ozarks at Large. If you've missed seeing local symphonies perform this year because of the pandemic, this weekend offers an opportunity to see a 21-piece string symphony perform timeless and contemporary works. Virtually there, Sounds of a Moment with Sona is the latest in a virtual concert series presented by The Momentary in Bentonville. It's a partnership between the Contemporary Arts Venue and the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas. Virtual concert was recorded inside the Fermentation Hall at The Momentary. Riley Nicholson is executive director of the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, and earlier this week, he talked about the virtual concert with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis.
So this is in the Momentary's Fermentation Hall. It's their black box theater that has state-of-the-art, sort of flexible venue capabilities. And it also surprisingly sounds good. It looks like it's chic and like looks industrial, but it sounds good as well. And so we were super excited to play there and collaborate with the Momentary, of course, because I know that they have only been open since the beginning of the year, so it's fun to be part of their inaugural year. And so this program specifically is a co-presentation between us and them. And of course, it's the Momentary, so you know, they focus on contemporary art, so we wanted to do that as well. And as always, we do play some timeless classics, but we also play some contemporary composers and looking to the future of music as well as our beloved past.
So the title of this program is, you know, virtually there, Sounds of a Moment. First of all, what's the gist of that title, Sounds of a Moment?
Well, we were thinking about, you know, we didn't want to do something that was just stopgap programming, you know, in the absence of in-person concerts. We wanted to do a program and perform something that felt relevant to the current moment. So conversations between the Momentary and Paul and myself, you know, we talked about, well, what is specific about this current moment? And conversations happened surrounding the idea that time kind of feels unusual for us all right now, you know, because of all the disruption with the pandemic. You know, everybody's experiencing time in an unusual way. Sometimes it feels like time is expanding and time progresses very slowly. At other times, you know, a week or two can go by in the blink of an eye. So playing around with the idea, we wanted to present music that plays with time because music has that unique ability. Some pieces can go by very quickly, and before you know it, 20 minutes has passed, and then some pieces can kind of stop time in its tracks, and you can sort of move deeply within a moment. So we wanted to highlight music's ability to do that, which felt, again, like a relevant theme given the current moment we find ourselves in.
So there are a range of pieces that are going to be included in this concert, pieces by Mark O'Connor, Tchaikovsky, even Paul Haas. What would you say makes these pieces rise to the top and makes them fit together in this program?
Well, above and beyond the theme of pieces that play with time, we also wanted to pair pieces that looked through the lens of time historically as well, right? So we chose some of these contemporary composers to pair also with a couple of classical pieces for a program that we felt was balanced. So for example, we have, you know, pieces that really slow down time, like Adam Schoenberg and Paul Haas's piece Slow Mo, and then Paul Haas's piece Place. And those are surrounded by some faster pieces that that really kind of speed up time, but also look, again, not just play with time itself, but also periods, right? Because we have those contemporary voices, and then they're immediately paired with some visionary voices from the past as well. So that was kind of the concept there. And then we also have Clarice Assad piece, who kind of does both. Her piece, Suite for Lower Strings, she takes segments and excerpts of Bach and she remixes them. So it's sort of a contemporary spin of tunes that you will immediately recognize that from Bach's repertoire.
So this virtual concert, you mentioned earlier that it was pre-recorded in the Fermentation Hall at the Momentary. Did that mm-hmm. space offer something different for these pieces or this program that wouldn't have been realized otherwise?
Well, it's a black box theater, so it's flexible. And in our case, we didn't have a live audience, of course. And so they have some flexible seating that can kind of fold up and move to the back. So we really filled up the whole space, kind of by necessity because of social distancing. And of course, we wanted to be safe. So the unique thing there is that because we filled up the whole space, the videographers were able to place cameras in a way that really made it immersive. So you don't really have a proscenium shoebox theater kind of feel. It's more the virtual viewer is immersed in this space with the orchestra.
Well, and it seems, I mean, having been in that room before, it seems like putting a 21-piece string orchestra in that room and spreading it out would offer, you know, a sound that's a lot bigger than you might ordinarily experience from a group that size.
Yeah, absolutely. The acoustics kind of surprised me. It did have a very unique feel because it's relatively reflective because it's a concrete and steel venue with some felt acoustical paneling that help as well. So it has a live feel, but at the same time, somehow you're very close to it because, again, you know, the mics and the virtual viewer is not far away in an audience chair, but rather, yeah, right there in the mix of things.
Now, virtual concerts like this one at the Momentary, they're a different kind of experience for audiences, but how has it changed the experience for performers?
It is very different because I think there is an energy that you get from a live performance, from feeling those people in the room, from applause after pieces. You think it would be the same because, right, you're playing the same music, but it really feels completely different. That's not to say it's bad, but it's very different just not having that live feedback. At the same time, it does give us some other opportunities that we wouldn't have otherwise, you know, to capture these folks and their artistry in a way that lives on beyond that moment in time in the concert hall and other things like that are real advantages. But yeah, it's just very different for sure. You know, still not used to finishing a piece and then just hearing silence. that in of itself is a surprisingly profound difference in how that feels when you go from piece to piece.
So this virtual concert, it's the latest in a season that's taken a different form from what was originally imagined. After this concert Saturday, what's coming up next for Sona in this reimagined season?
Yeah, well, we are doing more virtual performances. So you might have caught our Bolero performance where all our musicians recorded their parts from home, including Paul Haas, who conducted from his home in New York. And then we mix that video together. We have a collaborator that we like to work with, Paul Fowler, who does an amazing job not only audio-wise and mixing the audio, but also video. And so we're going to do a few more of those, including a holiday performance. That's really exciting because we're starting a new partnership. So we'll record our parts from home, but we're collaborating with Arkansas Ballet, and they're creating choreography to that as well. So that will be over the holidays in December. And then we're doing another digital orchestra performance in the spring with composer Ray Lustig and his piece Latency Cannons. And that piece is particularly interesting in this medium because it's meant for the digital realm. So this piece is a composition that uses video latency, like the video lag and Zoom that we all experience when there's a delay. He uses that as a musical element and creates canons through that. So it's a really interesting take on something that that's usually a negative thing. And then we're also doing solos from home where musicians will record solos from home. The interesting thing about that is it's a chance to kind of get to know our musicians because, you know, you usually hear them in mass and in beautiful synchronicity, mm-hmm. but this is a chance to kind of get to know them and what pieces they choose and, you know, literally see their home.
Finally, you mentioned earlier that you've been on the job since August, right?
Correct, yes.
From the outside, it seems like starting a new job in the middle of a pandemic would maybe not be the best time or the best time to take over the helm of a performing arts organization. But how has your experience been this year? I mean, coming in to this new position?
You know, I'm not going to mince words. It's not easy for any of us in the performing arts right now, you know? And so stepping into a job doesn't help that with everything being new. However, you know, my predecessor, Matt Heron, and the board and the staff, you know, they've really built a great organization. So I was stepping into challenging times, but a good situation, if that makes sense. And everybody's been really lovely to work with. So yes, it's been a challenge for sure, as it has been for all performing arts organizations. But, you know, I think organizationally, we're approaching this from a strong place, you know, because of all the groundwork and that my predecessor has laid.
Well, Riley, thank you so much for taking some time and talking with us today.
Well, thanks for your interest. I really appreciate it.
That was Riley Nicholson, Executive Director of the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, speaking earlier this week with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis. You can view virtually there Sounds of a Moment with Sona Saturday night at 8 via the Facebook pages for Sona or The Momentary, or you can visit sonamusic.org and find the event on the Symphony's season lineup to find an embedded stream of the concert also at 8 p.m. Saturday. For more about The Momentary, you can visit themomentary.org.